You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For us as Māori, matariki is an important part of tradition. So it's also there are many things that are contained in that tradition of matariki. So the first thing is absolutely what we know as remembrance. So, you know, it's remembering your loved ones, those who have passed during that year from the last time matariki appeared. So that's an important, you know, vital part, because without that, matariki will not begin. And matariki, the appearance of matariki is only the first part of what is known as the manamataka, which is the calendar. In essence, we celebrate matariki to begin the new year, to remember the past, to remember our loved ones who've passed. We then acknowledge, you know, what we've done in that past year. We are, acknowledging the achievements we've made or the positive things within our life. And then, of course, then we prepare for the next year, which is, you know, what can we do better? How can I get stronger? How can I get smarter? How can I get fitter and faster? So that's all held within that tradition of matariki. So I believe it's vital for not only Māori, but for all to be able to reflect. And that's what matariki is about.
What are you hoping to achieve by hosting the event?
So we've got two events. The first event is in partnership with Auckland Council. So Auckland Museum will be at Takapatawhau, which is Bastion Point. And we will be there on the 8th of July from 10 to 4 p.m. And we're celebrating Manu O Te Kite Day with Auckland Council. So, you know, we invite everybody to come down to join us. You can also make your own kites. You can learn how to, fly these kites as well. And just come down and celebrate with us. The second event is actually based at Auckland Museum, and that's on the 12th of July. That's a Thursday. It does start at 6:30, so again, we're inviting family to come down. Both of these events are free, so come down and join us. It's going to be a night of celebration. We're going to have one of the top Māori groups here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and they're going to be entertaining us. You will hear beautiful music. You will be able to play games. You'll be able to, take home your own matariki creation as well, with what we know as the porotiti, which is a instrument. You'll also be able to, you know, share and listen to the stories around matariki, and you'll also be able to look at some of our collections as well.
How relevant do you think matariki is to people in 2018, to Māori or even other cultures in 2018?
In 2018, I think it has a powerful presence in terms of allowing us to, for Māori firstly, to acknowledge where we've been, who we are at this present time, and also where we can be. And it's not only for Māori though. Matariki, I think, is becoming a festival that all people, all cultures can embrace. I think it's a festival, it's a time that we're all open to sharing and to celebrating, acknowledging, and also I think acknowledging each other in terms of family, in terms of coming together. You know, matariki is a time for family to join together, celebrate, mourn together, cry together, but also, you know, most importantly, to grow together as well.
What sort of steps do you think Auckland City itself is taking to make matariki more relevant? And I'm saying that in relation to sort of Wellington City. Recently, they've changed their Guy Fawkes fireworks arrangement to matariki because they feel like it's more relevant to them as a city and to New Zealand. What steps do you think Auckland is taking to make that the case for us as well?
I think Tāmaki Makaurau is making big strides, in particular through Auckland Council, through the museums that are here with the GLAM sector. We're talking about Auckland Museum, Auckland War Memorial Museum. We're also talking about Maritime Museum and, you know, other institutions here, MOTAT. And so they are looking to be able to embrace this festival that they see also unites all cultures, unites us as Aotearoa New Zealand. you know, to make us a little more multicultural in essence. So I think for a long time, Auckland Council has been leading the way in terms of matariki, and they've got a great offer for 2018, and we're just very, very happy to be partnering with them and sharing, and hopefully we will be building and growing our connection with matariki as well. I think we are building great strides. What can we do more? I think it's just we continue to do what we're doing, which is just sharing, which is embracing everyone, bringing them in, and you know, inviting others to share matariki in their own way. There's no one way, and so inviting everyone to share and make it their own.
And on the topic of unity, what would you say to people like Don Brash or people of that kind of nature who would who don't think that Māori tanga or Māori culture has a place within just normal everyday New Zealand life or society?
That's an interesting question. What I would say is there's always going to be voices like that. And there are voices on both sides. And what I can say is that for those of us who share a different view and see it as important, you know, we're continuing the fight. We're holding the flag. We're uplifting that. And I don't see it as a fight. It's just we live it. We teach our children to live it. We teach our children's children to live it. And eventually, it'll become normal. It'll become every day. So as I said, we're always going to have those voices, but will we let them stop us? No, you know. And so we give you that space to say what you want, but we'll continue.
Do you think that matariki should be made into a public holiday?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Absolutely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.